Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Marty Griffin. My first face-to-face with the Massaro family was when a Central Catholic coach that everyone loved, Joe Manuel, got hurt, severely hurt, and needed a ramp, man, at his house. Massaro didn't build a ramp. They built this perfect structure. I'd never seen anything like it, ever. They put the best carpenters in the world on it, and Steve and Joe, they just give a damn, man. It started with Dad, and there's something about Pittsburghers, man, that they feel compelled and obligated to do these sorts of things, and if they don't, they feel less of themselves. I'm the same way. Instinctively, it's in our DNA. As soon as this show's over, I will be headed to Hickory, a PA, where we're, quite frankly, trying to save a woman with cancer and her family, keep them in their house, get them a car, because you have to, man. If you ignore it, you're doing something wrong. And Massaro can't do that. And Joe got in the middle of something, a fundraising effort that, quite frankly, has gone way beyond anyone's expectations. And he's joining me this morning. Good morning, Joe. How are you, my man?
I'm good, Marty. Thanks for having me.
It is in your blood, right? Started with Dad, and it's in the family. Heck, you have Massaro Cares. You got to do this stuff, do you not, sir?
Yes, as we spoke when we launched this campaign, that the example was set in our household by our parents, and just through the educational system that we went through, and it's a better life to serve others. It leads you to a better life.
Yeah, one of my boys, when I was in Texas, he was really rich, and he gave most of his money away, and his name was Frank, and I said, Frank, man, what are you doing? He said, Marty, how thick does your steak have to be? And his point, Joe, was, right? Right,
yeah.
Joe? How thick does it have to be? The rest of it, you got to help feed other people if you can, right?
We're all in this together, and you know, if you're not doing something to live that out, you're doing something wrong, I think.
Man, tell our listeners about this, a food bank, please, and what
sure.
you're doing here.
Yeah, we're doing work for the food bank, so they're a customer of ours. But as the pandemic arose, I began volunteering and learning more about how great the need is and what wonderful work the food bank does. And when I read about the coaches in WPIL and their fundraiser, I called the food bank and said, what can we do? So we set up a virtual fundraiser, and we thought that, you know, for a company our size, a $10,000 goal would be appropriate. So we divided our company into four teams and asked them to compete against each other to see who could raise the most money. And 30 days into this, today's the final day, we've raised $36,000 that our company is going to match. So we're going to send probably a $75,000 check to the food bank, which will provide over 400,000 meals.
Yeah, because a buck is five meals.
Right.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, it's far beyond our expectations. Our people have once again proven themselves to be generous and caring and just good people, and I couldn't be more proud.
Well, Joe, come on, man. When I talked to you, and he mentioned this, your goal is 10,000, and you're almost at 40,000, and you're feeding almost 400,000 people with this. How did you pull it off, man? How did you inspire folks to go well beyond what you expected, sir?
Well, number one, as I said, we have just good people that care about each other and the communities in which we work. We gave, you know, we offered the winning team a paid day off work. We offered the five top fundraisers a $200 gift certificate to Giant Eagle. And we had a significant contribution from Mark Puma at Precision Electric. He gave us $10,000.
Nice,
towards this. So thank you, Mark. Big shout out to you.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, it's gratifying. You know, not only it's you know, to know that we set a goal and we blew it out of the water, but you know, ultimately this is about putting food on people's tables, people who need it, and that to me is worth every bit of whatever work we did here and whatever fun we had doing it. Ultimately, it's about taking care of each other.
Well, Joe Massaro at Massaro Construction, and I had this conversation with Steve, and I have this talk with my kids. My man, we get caught up in a bubble, right? We have special circumstances. We're blessed. Our kids don't see what we see. I get out there in the middle of it, and you see there is real pain and real heartache and real hunger. And I don't think a lot of folks get that. Folks are still hungry, and we got to step up and serve them, or else why are we here, right?
Right. You know, it's the wealthiest country in the world, and we have one in five kids goes to bed hungry. It's just not right.
Well, I saw it with your guys, your carpenters, at Joe Emanuel's house. I mean, they didn't build a ramp. They built a super highway from the street to his house. I mean, it was that cool.
Yeah.
You have good
That's
people, man.
And
they had so much pride in every 2x4 and all the hammers and nails. And it's carried over from you and Steve and your family and handed down from Dad. Same in my house, my man. I think. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm just saying that there's, you know, if you can connect people to that higher purpose,
that's right,
they'll give you a lot.
That's right. Joe Massaro, it's a pleasure, buddy. Congrats. So how do we end
Thanks
up at
again.
This? What's the match? How did that happen?
Well, we just, you know, we figured, you know, let's put our money where our mouth is. If our employees and, you know, our subcontractors are going to contribute, then, you know, we'll match every dollar you match. That was part of the, you asked the, you know, how do you inspire and motivate? You know, every dollar you raise raises too.
That's
so
beautiful.
We're
man.
Happy to do it.
You thought you'd be writing a $20,000 check, and how much are you writing a check for, brother?
It'll be $75,000.
My man. Legend. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, Marty.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
How cool is that?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.